If your music sounds like this, it's time to upgrade to Fiber 1 Gig Internet from Frontier. Go to frontierconnected.com to get sweet rewards and rates as low as $69.99 a month for 3 years with autopay. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight. Is we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, as well as FM 93.7. We broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, our over-the-road truck drivers or 18-wheel drivers are going to have a special announcement for you in a minute, but we appreciate everything that you're doing, men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and our FedEx, UPS, bulk mail centers as well, the bulk mail folks hauling the mail and all those packages, we appreciate everything you're doing. Now, suicide jockeys are hauling the gas, hauling the diesel, hauling the jet fuel. Yep, you're right in that category, too, as well as our Amazon warehouse workers. Thank you for tuning in. And our Amazon drivers that are with us every night across the country. Now, we want you to follow us on Facebook if you can. If you're on Facebook, go to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And you'll also find us on MeWe. You'll find us on Gab. You'll find us on Parler. And we're on Getter and Truth Social and Twitter as Captain's America, all lowercase, Captain's America. And our website for you to go to is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And by the way, we are streaming the show live over there right now. It's the exact signal that you get that goes up on a satellite to all of our affiliates, so you can listen over there and become a well-informed individual. And, of course, with everything comes responsibility, and there's nobody any more responsible in this business than the professor of politics, Kyle Warren, out there in California.
All right, well, thank you very much, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Yep. Now, we're going to say the pledge, and we're going to get rolling along here. Thank you very much, boys and girls. We've got 50 degrees, a clear night. The temperature's dropping down. It's going to be a little nippy here around us tonight. But are you ready for the pledge?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance. To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God. All right, truckers, listen up. If you can, and you're going by way of Memphis, Tennessee, go around it. Don't get close. As of 2 hours ago, protesters had gotten up on the interstate, Interstate 55, which is the north-south route, which also runs for a short while with I-40. And they had blocked the road with several hundred protesters. And as far as I know, I'm trying to find out. You're trying to find out, right, Kyle?
Exactly, yes.
Nothing has changed as of yet. You'll have delays all around Memphis. So the best thing to do is not to go anywhere near it. Now, I realize Memphis is a major hub. You have FedEx there. There's a lot of trucks that travel in and out of there. Literally hundreds of trucks every weekend to load at FedEx, which is down there just off 55 where 640 comes in on the southwest corner of Memphis. So I get that. but you may have to find an alternative route to get in there if they have the interstate blocked. And this is affecting I-40 east-west because it runs along with 55 through Memphis, and I-55 and I-640, the bypass, especially south of I-40. So if you can, you need to avoid Memphis, Tennessee, at least tonight. And if we hear that it's open and they're moving through there, fine. But the last report I had 2 hours ago, the camera shots that I'm seeing, that I'm watching right now, because I'm watching it live, there are still people on the interstate that have the road shut down.
That's right, Captain. And, of course, we're also monitoring local news stations there in Memphis to see if we can get any further information. But the shutting down of the interstate started early on in the evening, of course. One of the other disturbing things, though, was that we did not hear of any palpable police presence that would have been there to try to disperse any of those protesters who were stopping the traffic on the interstate. And, of course, I think they're trying to make sure that there's nothing there that's going to be incendiary in terms of the situation, but we've got more details coming as soon as we can get them.
Well, Kyle, they don't want a confrontation between uniformed police officers and the Antifa and BLM people that are there. And they're also, by the way, on social media, was protesting, yes, they're protesting, was the posting of a notification of protests all across America to take place the weekend of the 27th, starting with last night before midnight. And they were telling all their people to wear black, all black. And they wanted them to bring things that they could set fires with. And they told them all to bring a knife.
Yes, exactly right. And of course, all this stems from the body cam video footage that was released earlier on Friday, which of course we're going to get into in the next segment. Briefly, Captain, we saw in Los Angeles there were the beginnings of some protests, but police ordered a dispersal. There was a little bit of resistance to that, but not much. And we understand the crowds have overall dispersed at this point, at least in Los Angeles.
Okay. And the same thing is true in New York, where they had about 100 people in Central Square, or Times Square, and they arrested a handful, and the rest of them went home. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we'll keep you informed as best we can. We'll get back on track here when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain. It's the weekend edition.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
Did you know that as much as 50% of your home's cooling energy is lost through its windows? Cellular shades, available at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, are the most energy-efficient window coverings available. Innovative cellular construction traps air and micro pockets, keeping heat out and lowering your power bill.
Get yours at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, offering cellular shades in a variety of American-made brands. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, Clark and McIntosh in Sarasota. Call 941-922-2345.
Bill Bunkley with something to think about. Artificial intelligence, or AI, as it is most commonly referred to, has been steadily replacing more and more tasks completed by humans since God created Adam and Eve. We see it applied to numerous applications, especially on manufacturing assembly lines. It is alarming to think of a future run by AI. Now, you might think that would never happen, but think again. A Google company based in the UK named DeepMind has declared the game is over, as they say they are close to achieving human-level artificial intelligence. They say the most complex tasks to achieve human-like AI have been resolved. But what about the question of morality? Whose morality will be programmed into AI's thinking? Will Christian morals be abandoned altogether? With AI comes more concerns and questions than there are answers. I'm Bill Bunkley.
If you're a business owner, imagine getting up to $26,000 per employee. There's still time for business owners to file for the Employee Retention Tax Credit Program. This program is for business owners who continue to pay their W-2 employees during the COVID pandemic. Many businesses qualify and simply do not know it. All business types and industries may qualify. You can claim the credit even if you received a PPP loan. This is a cash payment and not a loan, and can be claimed now. The licensed CPAs and tax professionals at DH Tax and Consulting have been serving business owners across the country for over 15 years. The best part is that until you receive your cash payment, you don't pay us a dime. Our tax credit specialists are available now at 833-ERC-FILE, and your tax payment estimate is quick, easy, and free. That's 833-ERC-FILE to qualify you and your business for up to $26,000 per W-2 employee for free federal aid. Call us now at 833-ERC-FILE. That's 833-ERC-FILE.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All right, we are going to take it away. And you heard me talk about Relief Factor and the product that I take for over 9 years, have been taking. And the reason I take it is because it works. It's that simple. Now, I'll give you another example. We had one of the people that I work with was having issues with his foot. He was limping, and he didn't know exactly what he'd done. He thought he might have strained his tendons in his foot, or maybe he had sprained his foot or something like that. And he said, "Have you got any of that Relief Factor?" I said, "Sure." So I gave him two packets. I said, "Take one right away and get it in your system, and then wait a few hours to get something to eat and take the second one." Well, he took the first one, and within about an hour, he was feeling much better. He said, "Well, I feel better. Should I take the second one?" And I said, "Well, I would. Maybe you'll feel that much more better." So he got his lunch, his supper, rather, and had a meal, took it, and about an hour after that, so this is about 3 hours into the evolution, he comes back and he says, "My pain is gone." He says, "I can walk without any pain." He says, "It's amazing. Where do I order it?" So I told him. And you can go to the same place. And this is a true story, folks. It happened right here in front of me with one of the people I work with. That's how fast it worked for him. Now, it's not going to work that fast for everybody, but I'll tell you what. When it works, you know it. ReliefFactor.com/captain is the website to go to, ReliefFactor.com/captain. Go over there, $19.95 on a three-week quick start. Gets it all started. And if you've got pain of any kind, doesn't matter what it is, how it is, let's see if we can get you out of pain, get you out of that suffering you're in. There's nothing worse than laying in bed at night, not being able to sleep because you ache. Nothing worse. I know, been there, done that. So, ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain. Give it a try, $19.95, and see if it'll work for you. And while you're over there on that page, you'll notice they've got vitamins and other supplements. I do take their B12, I do take their C, and I do take their vitamin D because it's all highly recommended by my doctor, who also is aware of the product line over there.
And if it's good enough for my doctor and it works for me, it'll work for thee. That's the way I look at it. ReliefFactor.com/captain. And in the words of the infamous Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, what do you say about Relief Factor, sir?
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. And boy, that was never any truer than what I personally witnessed today with my associate, one of our board ops that was having problems. And it actually worked right in front of my eyes and his eyes, and he was astonished. He couldn't believe it. Now, let's go back to the news. We'll keep you abreast of what's going on in Memphis in way of traffic or whatnot over this protest for Tyre Nichols as we can during the course of the evening. Now, the Republican National Committee Chair, Rhona McDaniel, won her bid for reelection Friday to lead the GOP for two more years. Now, she prevailed in an election that highlighted some fierce internal divisions that threatened to plague the party into the next presidential season. But everybody came out, shook hands, held hands up in the air, Mike Lindell, Harmy Dillon, and looks like as if, for now anyway, they're all on solid ground.
Well, that is really the best way to move forward at this point. We also understand, Captain, that Rhona McDaniel also let everybody know that this would be her final term as RNC chair. So that answers that question for the next go-around. So the real priority now is how does the Republican Party move forward in some sort of united way? That's right.
Well, I agree, and it's good that she said that. It's good that she did that because it gives them some more incentive to do a good job. And she has managed to help flip the Congress back to the Republican control. She's done that, and we've got a Republican speaker. Nancy Pelosi is gone. That's all been done on her watch. So those are some good things. We just didn't get a president, that's all.
Well, exactly right. And it's really hard to blame everything onto one particular person, let's say, only insofar, Captain, is that, you know, the party itself just needs to get a unified message. Maybe this is worked out behind closed doors, but if they move forward as such, they'll at least have some kind of ability to go against the Democrats, who will have a unified message.
Now, the United States has condemned what appears to be a terrorist attack in Jerusalem, where at least seven people were killed, shot and killed, and at least another 10 were wounded by an assailant in Jerusalem. This is not good, not pretty. I know Israel will somewhere along the line find out, however they do, as to what group did this or who's responsible, and the next thing you'll hear about is an airstrike over in Palestine somewhere.
Well, exactly right, because we understand, according to the Associated Press, it was a Palestinian gunman, of course, opened fire at that Jerusalem synagogue. So you're exactly right, Captain. There will be the Israeli government and police forces, I'm sure, are adept at this kind of investigation, and there will be some kind of retaliation. You can bet on it.
Yeah, and we'll just that may be something that will take place over the weekend, might even take place in our shift. We might be telling people about it. What is up with Jay Leno? Now, a little while ago, he had a fire in his garage that blew up. It was working on a car, and it basically blew up in his face and burned his face very badly. He had to have some surgery to help out there. But now he had a motorcycle go down on him, and, of course, motorcycles, the kind that he has, are usually fast. So I'm wondering if it was the need for speed that created that problem. He's been injured and broken several bones.
Well, you know, Captain, yeah, Jay Leno has had a run of bad luck, including, we understand, just recently announced here the cancellation of his Jay Leno's Garage, I believe on CNBC. At any rate, 72-year-old Jay Leno was riding on a vintage motorcycle he had. I think it dated back to the 1940s that he was test driving. Evidently, he smelled some kind of gas leaking from it. He turned down a different street and went into a parking lot. Evidently, there was some kind of a rope or a clothesline that was stretched across that he couldn't see in time, and actually actually got knocked off the motorcycle that way. So that's where this accident occurred. Evidently, yes, it was a 1940 Indian motorcycle that he was riding. And so Jay Leno, I got to tell you, we just pulling for him. This guy, everybody loves Jay Leno, and we just we really hope he recovers quickly from this.
Yeah, and the older you get, the harder it gets. I'll tell you that. Now, the video from last year's hammer attack on Paul Pelosi was released to the public on Friday. The police body cam video shows the husband of Nancy Pelosi in his San Francisco home. It looked like he was trying to talk in code to tell the cop he was in trouble. A guy standing there holding a hammer, and the cop's telling him to put the hammer down. And then all of a sudden, I don't know exactly how it transpired as quickly as it did, but the guy grabbed the hammer and started pounding on the husband.
Yes, as soon as the police told him to drop the hammer, he said no, and then he attacked Paul Pelosi. And I got to tell you, Captain, I think everybody's in agreement. There is absolutely we're all just bewildered why there wasn't any kind of guard or police presence.
Well, yeah,
there at the Pelosi home, 24 hours a day, all the time. This is the Speaker of the House of Representatives,
yeah,
Third in line to the presidency. And I can't imagine someone could come up with a hammer and break their way into the house with nobody seeing that and or having somebody on site.
Well, there was a phone call. That was recorded that was played with Paul Pelosi asking where the Secret Service was, talking about this person that had come into his house and wanted to know where
the Capitol Police, yeah.
Yeah, where the Capitol Police were. They usually had Capitol Police with them, and where they were. And it was a dispatcher, maybe a local dispatcher, and they said, well, there are no Capitol Police available, but we will dispatch a couple of our officers, and they did. And it was just a matter of a couple of minutes, and boom, they were at the door, and all this other stuff happened.
Well, exactly right. And, Captain, I can't imagine what Paul Pelosi went through. You can't get hit in the head with a hammer and not have a serious injury. We understand, too, that the former Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, has said she has no intention of watching that video. I don't think anybody can blame her for that. Nobody wants to see their loved one be attacked like that. This is outrageous that it even happened to begin with. And in our society, in our country, we may disagree politically, and we mix it up in the marketplace of ideas, but we have to protect the leadership. That's just the way it is.
Well, I am sure that Kevin McCarthy is being well taken care of, not only because of that, but because of where he lives out there in California, and that's got a big X marked on it. X marks the spot, you know what I mean? So hold that thought there, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, bottom of the hour, news and views and weather and all that coming from your local stations. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition, and I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
AM 930, The Answer.
Odyssey.
AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The father of Tyre Nichols is speaking out following the release of the video showing his son's beating at the hands of Memphis police. Rodney Wells was asked by MSNBC what he would say to the police officers who beat his son on January 7th. He said that he would pray for them, too, as well as their families. Both Nichols and the five police officers are black men. The officers have been charged with the murder. A pileup on I-39 in Beloit in southern Wisconsin involves close to 50 vehicles. The Wisconsin State Police says snow, ice, and whiteout conditions were factors in that initial crash on Friday afternoon. At least seven people have died in an attack on a Jerusalem synagogue. Reports say a Palestinian gunman entered the synagogue and fired at worshipers who were gathered for Friday night prayers. At least five others were hurt. This is SRN News.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
800-820-6058. 800-820-6058. 800-820-6058.
Captain Matt here. Did you know Mixin' Groveside Cafe bakes the bread for their sub sandwiches fresh daily? They use the highest quality ingredients. I love the Amazing Superman and the Nightclub Sub. Also, their burger isn't called the Forklift Burger for nothing. Large and in charge. Seasoned to perfection and your choice of cheese. It won't disappoint. Always finish your lunch with an orange swirl ice cream cone. Mixin' Groveside Cafe. Visit today. The hidden gem of Bradenton. 941-748-5829.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thanks very much. And before we get back to Kyle Warren, our professor of politics, I want to remind you that this part of the program is brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Now, Mike Lindell was on TV a lot yesterday afternoon because he was one of the people that was running for the chairmanship of the Republican National Committee. He didn't get it, but I guess they all sang kumbaya at the end of it. We'll see how that all plays out. But Mike, of course, MyPillow.com, you see him everywhere. You see his products everywhere. You hear people talking about his products, and I'm one of them that'll tell you how great they are. I started out with a pillow. I did not realize what a difference a good, comfortable pillow would do for my night's sleep and my aching back and my neck that hurt all the time and all that. It absolutely stopped. Absolutely stopped. Of course, Relief Factor helped with that too. But here's the thing. I also wound up getting his mattress cover. And I wound up getting the sheets, the Giza sheets. And I got them all on special deals where you saved yourself 50% or more. And you can too. I've got the towels, two sets of towels, six-piece towel sets, where the bath towel is about the size of a beach towel. Holy smokes. Never seen anything quite like it. But anyway, you can go to the website, MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, and go into the logo link that's on the front page that says Radio Listener Specials. Click on that link, go in there, and you will be astounded by what you see. You're going to need a promo code. The promo code is going to be the word Captain. Captain's the promo code. You go in there, and you take a look at all the stuff that they've got, you'll see things marked down 80%, 90%. You'll see the buy one, get one BOGOs in there. You'll see other things that are marked down $40, $50, $60, and you'll be able to save tremendous amounts of money on products that you've been looking for quite a while, and you won't get soaked. And by the way, the warranty, excellent. Excellent, excellent. 60 days. Use it. Turn it back in, you get your money back. It's that simple. So remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. You can also give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459 for more details, and they'll help you with any questions that you have there, too. But you want to go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and to get these insanely low prices that I'm telling you about that are there, you'll find plenty of deep discounts on other My products there. The promo code will always be the word Captain. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. Telephone number 800-641-5459. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, in moving along, your governor, California Gavin Newsom, used a video of a crying student in a pro-abortion ad, and the student spoke up and said, yeah, I was crying, but I wasn't crying because of abortion. I was crying because I was overjoyed because of the Roe v. Wade decision that I was in complete support of. Sad but true. Shame, shame, shame on Newsom for misrepresenting this young lady that was crying.
Yeah, what about her ability to express her opinion and have it actually be accurate, Captain? And certainly, you know, Gavin Newsom was whoever made this commercial, whoever did it and so forth, once this is there, you would certainly think that if the situation were reversed, that somehow a crying young woman in a pro-life commercial or some other kind of thing like that, and she was actually, pro-abortion, my goodness, can you imagine the avalanche that would be from the media and others about something like that?
This is fraud to the umpteenth degree. Fraud.
And I misrepresentation of, yeah, exactly.
And
yeah.
I have yet to hear anybody come out and say, oh, gosh, we're sorry, we got the wrong person to... Not, I've yet to hear anybody say anything.
Well, of course not. Of course not. Because the message is the overriding factor. The message of Gavin Newsom and how he's crusading for women and all this kind of stuff,
yeah,
that's the overriding factor here.
Yeah.
For them.
Now, I am not the attorney for this young lady, but if I was an attorney, I would go knock on her door and say, how would you like to be a millionaire?
Well, it's certainly, you know, she should talk to somebody, I would think, if they're not willing to make a retraction and to take her off of the commercial.
Right.
Absolutely.
And they haven't done that. They haven't said a word. They haven't apologized. They haven't nothing.
Well, again, it shows you the lengths that the far left will go to manipulate the message.
You got it. Well, speaking of messages, Alec Baldwin's prosecutors, the people that are going to prosecute him and take him to trial, are going to find out that his celebrity trial that he's about to have is going to be full of plenty of problems, if for no other reason, because of all the press that will be there. There may be more press there than there will be people in the courtroom.
Well, right. Well, these celebrity trials in and of themselves can be more or less problematic. Number one, of course, you have someone who's very well known. So how do you get the jury pool, in this to be completely unbiased, let's say, because in both ways. Some people say, I love Alec Baldwin. I can't believe I get to go to his trial and sit on the jury. And others will say, I can't stand Alec Baldwin and I'm ready to go and convict him. And so that's a huge problem, right? But then also, of course, celebrities have a way – especially if they're actors, you know, he'll want to take the stand. You watch. I'm sure he'll want to take the stand. But, of course, when he does, he's going to be faced with a lot of questions about the initial interview he did with George Stephanopoulos. I mean, the guy wasn't too smart to go out and do such a thing. Because why? I think because he wanted to go out and talk about his image. And he's trying to repair all this damage. you know, and try to get out ahead of it all when he should have just stayed quiet, let the investigation move forward. That's what he should have done.
Another voice out of the darkness has emerged in New York City. It's the mayor this time, New York City Mayor Adams, has joined in the calls for calling on George Santos, the congressman who really didn't say anything about himself that was totally honest, to resign.
Yeah, well, I think he's joining a chorus of people who think that Santos, you know, it's obvious, Captain. You know, it's kind of like, you know, when we talk about Omar or we talk about Tlaib or we talk about AOC, you know, they really didn't come to Congress, I think, to do Congress things. They came with a particular agenda, we know, in their cases. George Santos is kind of an odd duck. There's no doubt about that. But he's certainly not somebody, I think, who legitimately is going to be representing his district or being a member of Congress in the best interest of the United States, what we would expect anybody from either party to go to Congress to do. So, yeah, that's a rousing chorus that will continue to grow.
Now, you've heard about the Department of Education and the follow the money regulations that they're trying to put forward, right?
Right.
For the student, you know, the money follows the student wherever they go. Now, Nicole Mason first became concerned when she learned of the administrators at her children's public school were allowing boys claiming to be females to use the girls' bathrooms. Now, her frustrations mounted when she felt her child's next school went way too far and how they enforced COVID regulations during the pandemic. Now, this mother of five is amongst a swelling number of parents around the United States, funneling those frustrations into a renewed push to get state lawmakers to create taxpayer-funded programs to help parents pay for other educational options, including private school, homeschooling, and hybrid models of schools. Now, in Utah, where this woman's from, a proposal there would allow roughly 5,000 students to apply for $8,000 scholarships to go to a private school that doesn't teach this gobbledygook.
Well, Captain, of course, the public school system is failing our kids at an alarming rate.
Yes, they are.
And so the notion, of course, that you should be able to pick the education for your kids or to have some kind of alternative, I think it's an idea whose time is come. And so unfortunately, you know, it's going to be a long ways to get there, I think.
And I know a lot of teachers, and I know a lot of them are union members, not all of them, but a lot of them are union members. And I know that all they're doing is following what the union is telling them to do, which is a real shame, because somewhere along the line, they're going to have to stand up and get some cojones and say, look, this is wrong. We can't do this. Stop bothering us.
Right. And they're motivated by fear in so many ways.
Yep. Losing their job is what they're motivated by. Yep. Okay. Hold that thought, Kyle. All right, folks. We're going to break, and when we come back from the break, we'll have the Truckers Highway and Byway Report right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I got more coming your way. Kathy, it's your turn.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
Healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Microsoft plans to lay off thousands of workers this year, all while the company invests more than $10 billion into ChatGPT. I'm Kim Commando, brought to you by SimpliSafe. Get a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring at simplysavekim.com. If you've used ChatGPT, you know what it does. The AI chatbot writes letters, debugs code, answers any question you might have, and more. It's incredible. Once it improves, more tasks will be thrown its way. Just like cars ran down the horse and buggy in the early 20th century, AI well displaced workers everywhere. Top industries at risk? Publishing, graphic design, and software programming. It sounds scary, but people always adapt to new tech. I mean, think about this. When the horse and buggy vanished, we had truck drivers and cabbies. There's a lot of room for AI to improve, and with it comes new opportunities. Microsoft may lay off to invest in ChatGPT, but a human will always be needed to monitor the AI. You can learn more about ChatGPT at my website. That's commando.com. Are you prepared for the unexpected? It's only a matter of time before your out-of-warranty vehicle is in the shop costing thousands. If that unexpected breakdown happened today, would you be ready? You can be with a plan through CarShield. When I needed a repair on an older vehicle, CarShield saved me over $4,000. With CarShield, I don't have to worry about what might happen to my car next. After all, your car is more than just getting you from point A to point B. From picking up your kids to going to a new restaurant, cars are an essential part of our lives. That's why CarShield offers protection plans to fit every budget and include 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, and rental car eligibility. Call now to save 20%, so you'll always be prepared for the unexpected. Call CarShield today at 800-858-2550 to save 20%, or visit carshield.com/Kim. That's 800-858-2550, or visit carshield.com/Kim to save 20%.
Paisano's Italian Bakery is your destination for delicious, decadent desserts. How about an eclair? A pastry filled with sweet, creamy custard and mountains of rich, melt-in-your-mouth chocolate icing on the top. Or try a Napoleon. Layers of puff pastry and creamy custard topped with the perfect amount of icing. And, of course, don't forget the favorites, tiramisu and cannoli to die for. Paisano's Gateway Shopping Center on Stickney Point, Sarasota. Paisano's, yum.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Alrighty, a little fog hat there for you. Slow ride. That's a little trucking music, kind of upside down, but it is trucking music. They talk about taking that slow ride. And Kyle, we got a direct message from one of our Amazon drivers coming this way from Baltimore. And they said, that's my 500-mile song, Captain. That's going to get me the last 100 miles of my 500 miles tonight.
I love that. That is amazing.
So that's Jimmy. So thanks a lot there. Jimmy C. He calls himself Jimmy C. Thanks a lot there, Jimmy. All right, but let me read this and then turn it over to you. We do have a snowstorm in the mix here. Told you what was going to happen yesterday. I-80 was going to be pretty much the target all the way across and north of there, too. Now, heavy snow will shift into the upper Midwest and Great Lakes as an Arctic front continues south and east. Bitter cold and dangerous wind chills can be expected across the northern tier states and into the central Grand Plains, and even some bone-chilling temperatures down into the south, where right now where I'm sitting, it happens to be a balmy, let's see here, a balmy 48 degrees and dropping. Now, there also is going to be a system out west. You talked about that earlier, Carol. You can talk about it again here in a minute. It's going to bring a wintry mix into the mountains and rain into the lower elevations. And God knows they don't need any more rain in some of those areas out there. So take it away. What's going on?
Well, thank you, Captain. That's right. We are looking for another storm system to come through here into at least Southern California, especially on Sunday through Monday. Also, that means up in some of the higher elevations, we're going to definitely get some more snow, heavy snow possible, 1 to 3 inches in the San Bernardino County Mountains, for example, as you're heading out Interstate 15 towards Barstow. So be aware of that. Also, as we head through this weekend, we're going to look at heavy snow expected in parts of Wyoming, also southern Montana as well, actually up through Great Falls. And as you head over to Missoula, where it's actually snowing right now, as a matter of fact, so we're seeing that happen. Great Falls is getting snow. I-90 down near Columbus in southern Montana is getting snow right now. But through the weekend, through most of Saturday, we understand that that's going to be the order of the day. And then on Sunday, if you're traveling up I-80 coming out of Reno, Nevada, you can expect that there's going to be another storm that's going to be coming in. It's going to be a quick-hitting winter storm on Sunday, and after that, it's going to be really, really cold. So if you're going to be coming up I-80 towards the end of the weekend there, be aware of that. Right now, we got a freeze watch up in the Bay Area, San Francisco, down through San Jose. This is coming down Highway 101 as you head down towards Paso Robles. So you want to also be aware of that. A little bit of wind as well right now out in the high desert, at least a wind advisory for that. So more next hour. Be careful out there.
All right, North Dakota, colder than a well digger's butt. Temperatures have dropped down into single digits and below over across most of North Dakota. Same thing with the northern part of Minnesota. Twin Cities, you're going to be biting the edge of the bullet there, too. Really cold temperatures. So George put another log in the fire up there. And South Dakota, you've got some snow in the southern part of South Dakota. Coming across I-90, Sioux Falls, you're going to have a winter storm warning. That's going to carry over into Minnesota along I-90 all the way across to Chicago at the moment. And it'll bounce across the lake right now to the western part of Pennsylvania. Western part of Michigan, right there on the eastern edge of Lake Michigan. So it is moving to the east. It is going to go to the east, but you've got winter storm warnings up right now for parts of Minnesota, Iowa, over to Des Moines, over into Nebraska to include Lincoln all the way to Omaha. And again, as I said, southern part of South Dakota, you've got some very cold temperatures in Kansas tonight, coming out of Colorado, so be advised of that. Make sure your fuel is right. If you're going west of the Mississippi, make sure your fuel is right. Okay, Mississippi River, Memphis, Tennessee. Truckers, east, west, north, south, avoid Memphis, Tennessee, if at all possible. Go around it. Pick an alternative route and go around it. As of a couple hours ago, they had protesters, a couple hundred of them and growing, had the interstate blocked, I-55, which takes into consideration not just I-55, but also I-40 in Memphis. So we've got a lot of reports, and I got a couple of reports that have come in here right now stating that one guy is backed up. He's stopped, and he doesn't know what's going on ahead, but they're telling him that the road is shut at the River Bridge, I-40. He's on I-40 east of town, 7 miles east of Memphis, Kyle, and he's saying that he's sitting absolutely still.
Wow, that is significant, yeah.
Yep, and it's one of our Amazon drivers again. This is Petey. And Petey saying, love listening to the show, but get it out there to the guys. And anybody going down to the FedEx terminal down there, they're definitely going to have to get off the interstate and take a two-lane to get in there. That's probably true. We told them about that earlier, remember?
That's right.
All right, so let's come across now Michigan, the west part of Michigan. You've got snow along Lake on Michigan, especially in the middle part of Michigan. You've got some warning, winter storm warnings and cold weather temperature warnings up on the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight. You've got some gale warning conditions from Long Island all the way up to Nova Scotia. And cold, bitter cold, freezing cold temperatures, Georgia, which include, Valdosta, over to Brunswick, up towards Savannah, over into the middle part of the state, and the northern part of Florida is under a freeze watch and warning tonight, as well as where I'm at. Temperatures won't get really, really, really cold. They'll just get miserable between now and morning. And I'll tell you what, it wasn't so bad what the temperatures were this morning, Kyle. It was the wind.
Well, I can imagine, yeah.
Yeah.
That makes a difference.
So tell us what's going on with the Flying J. It'd be a great place to spend the night maybe if you got to.
Well, it really would be, especially in the cold weather, Captain. And folks, when you get time to pull into the Pilot or Flying J Travel Centers, you can get yourself a cup of hot coffee, maybe a cup of hot chocolate to warm you up, maybe a hot bowl of chili. In other words, there's going to be something great that you're really going to love when you pull in. Go to pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function to find the nearest Pilot or Flying J Travel Center nearest you. In fact, I just did that, Captain. I typed in Barstow, California, out there on Interstate 15. You've got the Flying J in Barstow. You've also got the Pilot Travel Center.
Yeah.
It also lists out all the different things they have there, like the scale or the game room or prime parking spaces or others, all the showers, the diesel lanes, all the great stuff that you can find out ahead of schedule so you know where you're going and what you're going to get when you get there. So go right now to pilotflyingj.com, get involved in the My Rewards Plus app, and do it today.
You got it. Okay, Kyle Warren, Professor of Politics, and I will be right back with more after the top of the hour news and views and weather and all that stuff. I'll see you on the other side. And Ron Edwards is coming around, too. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Snowboard. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-NEWS
Insight Passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-884-8375. 800-884-8375. 800-884-8375. That's 800-884-8375.
FM 93.7, W229BR, Bayshore Gardens, and AM 930, The Answer, WLSS Sarasota.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Protesters lined the streets of Memphis, Tennessee Friday night. They blocked traffic after the release of the body cam footage of the confrontation five black police officers had with Tyree Nichols in a fatal traffic stop beating.
Memphis protesters have shut down traffic over the death of Tyree Nichols after Memphis police just released the body cam footage showing his arrest. Those videos include footage from the officers' body cameras, as well as traffic surveillance footage that shows officers swarming the 29-year-old. In Memphis reporting, I'm Ben Dieter.
Three people were arrested in New York City Friday night during protest for Nichols. One arrest was for damage to a police car. A guy jumped on the vehicle and they broke the windshield. The second was for punching a police officer, and the third, there was an undisclosed reason. Other groups also gathered in Washington, D.C., Dallas, Philadelphia, Atlanta, and Boston. Former President Trump set to kick off his 2024 White House bid today with visits to a pair of early voting states. Correspondent Ken Lorman reports.
The appearances will mark Mr. Trump's first campaign events since launching his bid more than 2 months ago. He'll be the keynote speaker at the New Hampshire GOP's annual meeting before traveling to Columbia, South Carolina, where he's set to unveil his leadership team at the State House. Mr. Trump and his allies hope the events will offer a show of force behind the former president. Ken Lorman reporting.
An estimated 50 cars were involved in a pileup on I-39 in Beloit in southern Wisconsin. State Patrol said snow, ice, and whiteout conditions were factors in the initial crash. CVS adjusting hours at about two-thirds of its retail pharmacies. Wall Street Journal says it's the result of a nationwide shortage of pharmacists. This is SRN News.
Some surprises are good. Some surprises are life-changing. And some surprises can be financially devastating. That's why you need 210 Home Buyers Warranty. 210 Home Buyers Warranty covers critical systems like your heating, cooling, and water heater, and appliances like your fridge from breakdowns caused by routine use. Because something will break down right when you need it most. A refrigerator breakdown can cost over $1,200 to replace, with 210 as little as $85. Water heater breakdown nearly $1,800, with 210 as little as $85. AC breakdown $2,500, with 210 as little as $85.
I enjoy knowing that any issues I may have with my home will be taken care of.
Everything was handled for
The response and service is always timely and professional.
No matter the age of your home or appliances, a home warranty service agreement from 210 Home Buyers Warranty can help reduce your financial stress. Call 800-471-7187. 800-471-7187. That's 800-471-7187. Call now to get 2 months free.
Testing.
FDA is working towards making coronavirus vaccines more like an annual flu shot.
Scientific advisors for the Food and Drug Administration are helping to decide how and when to update the recipe for COVID-19 vaccinations and whether Americans need once-a-year boosters. At an advisory panel meeting Thursday, the FDA's vaccine chief, Dr. Peter Marks, says vaccinations should be made simpler.
In order to facilitate the process of optimally vaccinating and protecting the entire population moving forward.
Members voted unanimously that people should get the same formula for initial vaccinations or a booster to protect against prevalent strains. Jennifer King, Washington.
The second consecutive quarter of economic growth that the government reported Thursday underscored that the nation isn't in a recession yet, despite high inflation and the Federal Reserve's aggressive interest rate hikes. Yet the U.S. economy is hardly in the clear. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Odyssey. News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer.
Writing a Christian book, you're doing an amazing thing, getting it all down on paper. But once you've got the manuscript, then what? Well, you can spend a year or more trying to find a publisher, or you can cut right to the chase. Make your book real with Zulon Press. Finding a publisher is time-consuming and uncertain. With Zulon Press, things are quick and definite. They specialize in one thing, helping Christian authors put their books in print. Zulon Press will publish your book. Zulon Press gets it into bookstores. Your book is on Amazon. Work with Zulon Press and there's no question, you are a published author. If you're writing a Christian book, get your free publishing guide from Zulon Press. Just log on to ChristianPublishing.com. That's ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press. Book publishing by Christians for Christians. Get your free publishing guide at ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press is a division of Salem Communications, the same people who bring you this nifty radio station.
Nixon Fruit Farms in Bradenton is Florida's sweetest attraction. Whether you're looking for fresh fruits straight from our groves, stopping in for one of Nixon's famous pressed Cuban sandwiches at the Groveside Cafe, taking a walk on the wild side on our wildlife preserve, or you're in the mood for a tasty treat like our orange vanilla swirl ice cream, you'll find it and so much more at Nixon Fruit Farms. For more information, visit Nixon.com. That's M-I-X-O-N.com.
Nixon Farms, a fruit farm with a twist.
This is Captain Matt Bruce, and we're getting ready here for another exciting hour of the Captain's America Third Watch. Straight ahead here on this great radio station and all across the country. Find out more at the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. Now, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and satellite. A special shout-out, as always, goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, why you're doing it, a special shout-out and thank you for the job you're doing. I'm going to be giving a special message to the over-the-road truck drivers here in just a minute, but I want to acknowledge them and the 18-wheel drivers that are out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the men and women doing that job, as well as our FedEx, our UPS, our bulk mail haulers out there getting the job done there, getting the packages and the mail delivered. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter as Captain's America. And, of course, you can follow us over at the website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. We have the live stream over there right now where you can hear the show exactly the way it goes to the satellite. You'll hear it over there if you can't hear it any other way. Our podcast is over there. We have a lot of different connections to a lot of different people there. Kyle Warren, Denise Simon, Ron Edwards, you can find over there. And speaking of which, right now on the Redidio dial, we have got the one and only incomparable, might be a little cold, might be getting a little snow in his tootsies here at the moment. That would be Ron Edwards. Is it cold up there? Is it cold up there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's cold down here. Okay, let me get rid of the crew. They're going back in. They've had enough. It's in the 40s here. It's going to go down a little bit more this morning. So they've had enough. Thank you.
Yeah, it's 32 up here. Not bad.
Okay, well, 32 is not bad. It beats 20-something below in North Dakota. Gee whiz.
Ouch.
And Montana, they got a couple of really cold temperatures up there. All right, well, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country, was founded on judicial values. And by the way, Judeo-Christian values, I'll get it right, judicial values. I was looking at something that came across the screen here. Now, I'm not really totally up to snuff on this, but it appears when I went to check here around midnight, they still had the Memphis area with protesters on Interstate 55 blocking the highway. I'm not so sure that that's not still the case, because I have not seen a large police presence at any time come out there to remove those people, which is what it would take. And I don't believe they want that type of confrontation. So to make a long story short, I'm telling all the over-the-road drivers that are on I-40 east-west, anywhere is in the proximity of Memphis, to avoid it. Go around it, take another route. As soon as you can, take another route to go around east-west and north-south on 55, because 55 is where they're blocking the road, but 55 runs with 40 at that point, runs with 640 at that point. So you got three major interstates tied up, including the bypass around Memphis. So I would just avoid it at all costs.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you have to do, because these people are allowed to have their way and block up a freeway, inconveniencing people that had nothing to do with the tragedy that occurred with the death of the young man, which we all grieve for with the family. You know, the system was what has worked this time. The police officers are going to be going to trial. They've been fired, arrested, the whole nine yards, and they're going to pay for their crime. And I think it is unfair to inconvenience commerce, traffic in general, because of the situation. And I almost bet you, Captain, that many of these people that are doing this are not even from the Memphis area. They have these masks on, many of them are dressed in black, and they're there to just be a pain in the backside. They have that Antifa mentality in some of their signs. They were promoting communism and things of that nature that have nothing to do with this tragic situation.
Well, Antifa had an ad on social media yesterday requesting all people to turn out dressed in black, bring a knife, and attend these rallies wherever they're at all weekend long, and be prepared to disrupt and carry on mayhem. And it said, "Burn the cities down," was the title.
Yeah. And it said to bring a knife to free our comrades.
Yeah.
So, yes, I think, because we were looking at this when they were first formulating their gathering, and I said, oh, here they go. They're getting ready to block up this traffic, and next thing you know, they drifted out into the freeway. I thought that the police should have swooped in and started arresting people right there immediately, because when people start trouble like that, you pick them off, you start picking up the leaders right then and there, and let them know that the rest will go. And usually when you do it that way, that's the Giuliani approach. I watched it happen in New York, and it works. And to just let them sit there like that, or stand around and block traffic is awful.
They're messing with the wrong group of people out on the interstate. There's a lot of trucks out there. I saw them sitting there, and a lot of those truck drivers, they carry things to protect themselves. They're messing with the wrong group of people. Not only could you get run over, you could get literally destroyed if you try to jump up on a truck and disrupt one of those drivers. That's not uncommon in the business.
They don't play.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Rod Edwards and an Edwards Notebook coming your way. I shall return.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930, online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you want to invest your money and grow your wealth, listen to this.
Hi, I'm Phil Granny of philsgang.com. You know, I get so tired of listening to the same garbage every day, listening to the fake business news network telling you why you should buy this stock, why you should buy, and they're always wrong. Join my gang, philsgang.com, free for 10 days. You're going to learn when to buy a stock and when not to buy a stock. Hey, years ago it was different. You could buy a stock based on fundamentals. You could buy a stock based on earnings. You could buy a stock based on P.E. ratios. Those days are gone. That ended with QE. That ended when they financially engineered the market in 2008. Gone. Now you got to follow the money. And we have the knowledge because we have the chart. Pro 2 color code chart tells you when to buy, when to sell, when to run like hell.
For a limited time, you can join Phil's Gang free for 10 days.
Check it out, philsgang.com. Get the truth, get the knowledge, and understand how the market really works.
This is Charles Osgood for Exogen. You know, when our five kids were growing up, someone was always getting sick. But when you tried to take anybody's temperature, all chaos would break out. When you're struggling with a fussy, squirmy kid, there's no value in those old-fashioned thermometers we used to use. Now my grandkids have it easy. The Exogen Temporal Scanner has changed all that. Just swipe it over the forehead and you get a fast, accurate reading. You don't even have to wake them up. And it's so easy, even Grandpa can do it. Now that's what I call real value.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Constitutional Grounds, the hot air roasted coffee that produces a smoother, richer, healthier, and less acidic coffee. Our unique hot air roasted coffee has a most delicious taste that everyone is raving about. Because you want the best, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Simply go to theronedwards.com and click on to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display to make your purchase. Constitutional Grounds, the coffee you want in your cup. One of the major reasons Patrick Henry bravely helped fight for the independence of the United States was taxation without representation. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, today, we the people of the United States are amongst the most highly taxed on earth. But that is not enough for the greedy political hucksters in Washington, D.C. and some states like California. Today, the federal government rarely, if at all, governs on behalf of our interests. Multiple billions of our hard-earned tax dollars are taken from us to be spent on the support of millions and millions of illegal border crossers who are now living high off the hog because the government, without our permission, has welcomed in over 30 million illegal border crossers. The government elected officials
were elected to represent we the people, but are now representing foreigners, including criminals and terrorists, instead of us Americans. That, my fellow sovereign souls, is taxation without representation. I say it's high time for a new revelation. What say you? I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
You know, maybe it's time for a new flat tax, and let's bring Ron Edwards into the mix here in just a second. But I'm going to take a little sip of my Constitutional Grounds iced coffee, and I got some here. Oh, that is so good, good, good. And the reason I drink it is because it's not acidic the way some of these other coffees are, because the acidity just kills me. But Constitutional Grounds, according to this voice you're going to hear, is
the coffee you want in your cup.
And there goes that masked man out on this sailing balloon right now. So he's been in and been out. All right. Well, Ron Edwards is with us, and thank you for joining us. Now, I want to also mention here that we had the Republican National Committee chairwoman reelected yesterday, Rona McDaniel. She says that this is her last shot at it, and she's got a 2-year term that she'll be taking. Now, she got beat. She had a challenge, and Dillon was the woman that I thought might have been able to win. She came close, but no cigar. Mike Lindell didn't come close at all, but he was in the mix, and that's okay. I mean, people have to do what they have to do, I suppose, and it worked out pretty good overall, because we did find out again yesterday that she will not be back after this term. This is her last shot at it.
Well, that's the only good news out of the entire scenario, is that she won't be back. But, you know, having the opportunity to know her up close, I was so disappointed that it turned out this way. She's a status quo, you know, just go along. I don't know. It's just a total disappointment. It seems that many people in the Republican Party are afraid to go all the way when it comes to the fight for liberty and restoring our country or something. It's like, oh, but we've got to maintain this the way it is, which is nowhere. This is she has lost races. She has lost. She and the Republican Party have lost ground. And I understand Donald Trump liked her, yada, yada, yada. And he made a mistake when he nominated her and supported her. So Harmeet Dillon, to me, is a much more qualified person for this, especially now. She gets it. She understands that we are in a fight for our existence as a republic. And we are in big heap of trouble. But McDaniel, she's like, oh, we just play along, go along, get along, and just keep pushing the way we've been doing things.
Your money. Your opinion is noted, but it's unfortunately not what happened. And what did happen was she was able to get her message out that was said, and I heard it, and I listened to her speech, that she was able to, with her help of her people, get Nancy Pelosi retired as Speaker, number one, get a House, a Republican House in, number two, almost got a Senate in, not quite, but she didn't get the President in. And that was what got her over the top, the Congress.
Well, I think it's more of a status quo situation, because we could have done a lot better with better messaging and a better effort, a more conservative effort. We just have to agree to disagree on that, Captain.
Yeah.
I really think that Miss.
But that's not the majority opinion from what I've been hearing, because
I've
been reading.
Well, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. The majority opinion, like I said, the majority of Republicans are that way, the way they're like McDaniel. And then we wonder why things are the way they are.
Well, we're going to go on to something different, because unfortunately the majority does rule in this country.
It does.
So there you go. All
right,
well, let's go.
It doesn't mean they're right.
Well, no, it doesn't. But the majority rules, so too bad, so sad.
Now, I was speaking about principles. So.
Yep. The majority rules. End of story, ! Now, the U.S. has condemned the apparent terrorist attack in Jerusalem, which was horrible. A Palestinian reportedly came over the border, shot and killed 7 people. 10 people were wounded. But he apparently had stopped and shot some people on the way before he ever got there. So, my God, I mean, And I know Israel is going to retaliate. You know that too, right?
Yeah, they know how to go after these people and kick butt and kick dragon. And it is terrible stuff. I'm surprised the U.S. State Department spoke up as boldly as they have. And this is horrific, Captain. Yeah. And this is something that this is what Israel is trying to explain when they want to expand their their territory, their settlements and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. It's not that they're trying to abuse people or push people around. They're trying to deal with the situation. And yeah. This, by the way, is their land.
That's self-protection.
Yeah.
Speaking of self-protection, can we get a Iron Man suit for Jay Leno?
Yeah, he just can't catch a break, can he?
The guy takes and knocks a motorcycle down, only it wasn't quite that easy. He apparently pulled off the road having some sort of engine trouble and had a rope knock him off his bike that he didn't see.
Yeah, he didn't see it. It was a wire. And usually when you do tie a wire like that, you should have some little rags or whatever, so people can see.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it wasn't like he was being careless or whatever. It's just a situation he couldn't see. And so, he has a couple of broken ribs. And, he really got banged around. But he said he's going to be okay. And he has a great attitude about it. And he wants to get back to work already. And so, he'll be back up very
soon.
Now,
California's Governor Gavin Newsom, used a video of a crying student in a pro-abortion ad. The only problem is the female student was crying because she was ecstatic over the Roe v. Wade decision that she supported.
You know, I'm not surprised it's just such a thing. Gavin Newsom is such a deceiver, and he'll use whatever he can or to try to get his message across to push his evil agenda. And, when he posted the young lady in the pro-abortion anti-GOP video. Yeah. And he doesn't even seem to be ashamed about it. It's just, basically it is what it is.
This is the one time that I wish I was an attorney. I would call the girl up and I'd say, how would you like to be a millionaire? I would own Gavin Newsom over this one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
somebody needs to go after this guy. It's just terrible.
Yeah. All right, and then finally, we've got the Ukraine, Vladimir Putin. They actually fired hypersonic missiles yesterday into Kiev.
Well, you poke the bear's going to fight back eventually and kick your butt. And that's what's happening, even despite, it's funny, they've been saying all along, well, we're beating Russia. Well, they're beating, but when they're in direct contact with the Russians, they're not beating them. And, say what you will about it, whatever, I still stand by what I've said from the beginning. They should not have been poking the bear, and they did politically poke the bear, and they just showed disrespect when it comes to that border and situations like that. And it is what it is.
And who did the poking?
Well, NATO,
Joe Biden. Joe Biden.
Yeah. Got him too.
All right. You have yourself a good weekend. Stay warm up there, and we'll talk to you next week.
Amen. Take care. Bye.
Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, everybody. Go over there to theronedwards.com. Check out the Edwards Notebook, and then while you're there, check out Constitutional Grounds Coffee. I'll be right back with more. The professor of politics will be calling back in. We'll be talking to him. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
AM 930, The Answer.
Odyssey.
AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
Concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
Recent polls have shown the public's rating of Congress has reached the low double digits. Newly minted Congressman George Santos may take the body even lower in public disapproval when it comes to character and integrity, two qualities that used to matter in our leaders. If Republicans don't expel him, they can give up being the party of family values and the home for many evangelical Christians. Some have argued these have already lost credibility when it comes to their worshipful support of Donald Trump, his name-calling, and other behavior they have found obnoxious. And others. Think Bill Clinton. While lying and other immoral behavior has not harmed some Democrats, Republicans can't ignore or explain away Santos's lies, his questionable sexual and marital behavior, drag queen persona, and questions surrounding his financial affairs. Do Republicans care so much about keeping their slim five-vote majority that they'll tolerate Santos? If they do, their own credibility will sink even further than Congress as a whole. It's too high a price to pay. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard on this and other great radio stations all over the nation, from coast to coast, ocean to ocean, and sea to shining sea. If you're not hearing this show in your market, contact your favorite station and let them know that the Captain's America is available on GCN.
Constitutional Grounds, the hot air roasted coffee that produces a smoother, richer, healthier, and less acidic coffee. Our unique hot air roasted coffee has a most delicious taste that everyone is raving about. Because you want the best, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Simply go to LeronEdwards.com and click on to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display to make your purchase. Constitutional Grounds, the coffee you want in your cup.
All right, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. It's the weekend edition of the program, and, you know, I like having the opportunity to get messages directly from people around the country and around the world when we have different guests on. Now, some of you don't want your name mentioned. That's fine. I get that. Some of you do. So I'll just say thank you to Grace. Thank you to William. Thank you to Thomas. And thank you to Little Willie, who all chimed in about my last segment. And I appreciate that. And I agree totally with every one of you. So how about that? We got minds in agreement. In the meantime, we got somebody on the phone here. We're going to get right to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, I started to talk, because we haven't really gotten into this, about Russian President Vladimir Putin. We all know, and we've known for a little while, that he's been engaging his army and the neighbors to the north of Ukraine. They've been doing a lot of training together, right?
Right, yes.
They've been doing a lot of training together using tanks, right?
Right.
And artillery, right?
Right.
And aircraft, right?
Yes.
So, We know they're preparing a new major offensive in the Ukraine, while also expecting the war to last for years because they know they're not going to just go in and defeat the Ukrainians and they're going to yell, I've had enough. Please don't shoot no more. They're not going to do that. They're going to fight to the last man and woman.
Yes, that's right. That's
now,
exactly right.
Now, Putin started this. He might have been provoked. He might have been poked. But he started it. And he can't deny that he didn't start it back on February the 24th. Now, he's seen his forces suffer months of losing ground, and they've lost ground. There's been a few wins here and there and whatnot, but they've been driven out of areas that they were in because their supply lines got cut. See, people don't understand this or they don't understand the military. People, some of the Russians overran their supply lines, and they got cut off, and they weren't able to get a couple of things, which is why you saw the tanks being left on the battlefield. They weren't able to get fuel, number one. They weren't able to get food, number two. So a lot of the people, a lot of the tankers especially, gave up, got out of their tanks and walked back to where they came from. You are aware of that. You are aware of that, right?
Right, of course, yes.
I wouldn't call that a victory on any sense of the imagination, regardless of how far they were in Ukraine.
Exactly.
So now, well, go ahead.
No, no, I was just going to say, no, you're right. I think this has been going on almost for a year now.
Sure.
And what we may see here in the offing is, I think, going to be very, very dramatic.
And while the Ukraine doesn't have an army that can face the Russian army one-on-one, mano-a-mano on the battlefield, they certainly can outdo them when it comes to guerrilla warfare because, after all, they live there. They know the turf. They know where to hide. They know what to do and when to do it, and that's just the way things are. And for that reason, I give them the advantage at the moment anyway. And now Putin is intending to demonstrate that the Russian troops can regain the initiative and put pressure on the Ukraine. Well, maybe they can, and maybe they can't. What do you think?
Well, for one thing, we know that a lot of his conscripts or convicts that were brought out of the prisons and so forth, they've wound up in graveyards at this point, for one thing. I think there's going to be an air of desperation. I think you add into all this, Captain, whatever may be going on inside the Kremlin as to how far this continues to go, whether or not they can continue to do it. And by the way, I mean, the whole idea of them trying to even buy some of the surplus equipment that was left behind by Joe Biden for the Taliban, or that the Taliban got their hands on, and Putin may be negotiating to purchase a lot of that.
He is. He is.
Yeah. Yeah, it shows that Russia is also going to be having an equipment problem and a production problem, and you know, as very, very quickly here. And
well,
it may be worse than we think.
This isn't so much an equipment problem as it is a want-to-know problem as to how the Americans, with the equipment they have, are training people and are beating the Russian regulars with these people that they're training to do this. How are they able to do this? Well, you get a hold of the equipment and you find out, right?
Well, of course, of course. But whatever big push is coming up, I mean, is that going to tell the tale, or is it going to escalate, or is it going to turn in a different direction?
All right, well, let's go to the phone lines here. We've got a caller. Okay, Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Cam. I was just wondering, if Putin does not succeed in the Ukraine, or if this war continues to drag out, is there much chance that that will bring him down? And how far do you think he's willing to go? Is he really to commit everything to this war totally? All right,
well, he's not willing to commit everything to this war totally. He might want to talk nuclear weapons, but I don't see the Russians doing it because it takes the army and somebody that wants to push the buttons to get the thing going, and I don't see the Russian military being that stupid. Do you?
Hopefully not. But certainly Vladimir Putin can't take a loss on this. He's not going to back to Moscow with his tail between his legs.
No.
So this is going to put us into the proverbial rock and a hard place. But he has to be beaten. So we're in a rock and a hard place because he has to be beaten. But the more that it takes to beat him brings up the specter that the war will expand in some way.
If he gets driven out of any more territory after he tries to invade the Ukraine and gets driven back out again, it's the beginning of the end for his regime, because the soldiers are going to say, hey, Vladdy, we've had enough. This isn't working.
Well, that's right. And then another factor in this equation is Putin's health. And we hear this and that.
Yeah, we've heard he's not doing well.
Sure. Mm-hmm. That's right. And so that also causes people to be desperate. So will there be a coup? Will there be a removal of Putin? And even so, when that happens, how do you unwind the war? You have to turn it off, there's no doubt. But what if they don't want to turn it off? I mean, so it's, all these things are in play. And then I might add, too, Captain, I think it was March of last year where President Biden himself, I believe, was talking about the idea that giving a lot of armaments, tanks, planes, and things like that, would lead to World War III. That was sort of their position back then. But, of course, now we put a lot more months on this war, so perhaps the perspective is a little bit different.
Yeah, it is.
But it's a daily thing, though. I mean, things could escalate. So
that was a bunch of bluster back then. It's a bunch of bluster right now, because obviously if they could do something, they'd be doing it.
Well, precisely.
Now we talked about this during one of the breaks, and you said that you made a comment about it, so I'm going to let you do it again. Consumers right now are preparing for the recession that they believe is coming, despite rising optimism that we've gone past that.
I do think that consumers collectively know what's happening. I also know that they have been dipping into their savings, their 401ks, what's left of them, right? And also credit cards to maintain spending. And so that gets to finally to a limit. Unless you have more growth, wages keeping up, and expanding, things are good. They're going to pull back spending like you wouldn't believe.
Let me say something about credit cards, because I personally have not used my credit cards a lot, and I do that on purpose because I only use them if I absolutely have to. A couple times I have, and then I pay it off. But I have gotten upgrades where they say, well, we're now giving you another $500 line of credit. Now we're going to add $1,000, where is $1,500, and I'm not even asking for it. What the hell's going on here?
Well, some of that is to try to get you to spend more.
Well, I'm not doing it. Sorry, wrong person.
But then what'll happen? Well, I can imagine. But then some others might start seeing their credit degraded. You know, like, we're going to cut it down. You're not going to have $2,000 limit. Now you have a $1,000 limit, or whatever the case may be, because the banks themselves are starting to see what's going on. In fact, Captain, I think it was the Bank of England is now going to have, I think, maybe another rate hike, we understand, because, again, they see that the recession is virtually unavoidable, is what they're talking about. So we may see another round of rate hikes. Then eventually they'll try to tamp it down with cuts here, I mean, with our Fed and so forth. But everybody seems to understand that the recession is coming.
All righty. I believe you're right. The recession is coming. I just certainly hope it waits a little while longer. But there's too much stuff going on. And we keep hearing, well, the price of gas is going to go down. Look, the price of gas has gone down. Really? It went up another 20 cents per gallon this week. It's gone up 40 cents a gallon where I'm at in just a little bit more than 2 weeks.
That's significant. Yep.
Yeah, tell me about it. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, will be back with me. We'll be back doing the Trucker's Highway and Bible Report. Don't go anywhere. Be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at theanswersarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No more mold. No more damage. No more outdated old bathroom. No more slipping and hurting. No more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-430-1186. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-430-1186. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-430-1186. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-430-1186. 800-430-1186.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Did you know that as much as 50% of your home's cooling energy is lost through its windows? Cellular shades, available at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, are the most energy-efficient window coverings available. Innovative cellular construction traps air and micro pockets, keeping heat out and lowering your power bill. Get yours at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, offering cellular shades in a variety of American-made brands. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, Clark and McIntosh in Sarasota. Call 941-922-2345.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
I took
Now, Kyle, if I didn't know the name of this group, I would swear I was listening to the Jackson 5, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's real, real reminiscent of them
and
that era.
And yeah. They even looked like they dressed like them in that era. They had the hair, the whole deal. They had three girls with them. They had this little kid on the other end with the hair stuck up 3 feet in the air. No, I'm just kidding. The afros and all that stuff. And, I mean, they just sounded and looked like the Jackson 5. Maybe that's who they were trying to copy, and that was their one-hit wonder right there, that song.
Well, yeah, and I think we can all agree that the boogie fever cannot be resisted. That's just the way it is.
No, because you start moving around, that means you must have been dancing around the table again.
That's right.
All right, well, tell us what's going on out west.
All right, well, folks, if you're going to be up on I-80 and you're going to be doing that on Sunday coming out of Reno, Nevada and heading north up towards Winnemucca, watch out because Sunday looks like we're going to have a quick-hitting winter storm coming through on Sunday. After that, it's going to get really, really cold in that area, so please do be careful. We've still got a little bit of wind advisory out in the high desert of Southern California heading up Interstate 15 through Barstow on your way to Las Vegas. So be aware of that. And then as we make our way through Saturday, winter storm warnings, of course, all through Wyoming, all through Montana, and up into Idaho as well, northern Idaho. So be careful up there on 4th of July Pass as well. Also, for our friends in Denver coming out I-70, winter weather advisory, as you head out west out of Denver on I-70, heading towards Eagle or Glenwood Springs this weekend, and a little bit south of Denver on I-25, we've got a wind chill advisory going on. So please do be careful out there this weekend.
Well, we're going to start in North Dakota where it's colder than a well digger's butt, and it's going to stay that way for the next couple of days and nights up there. Minnesota, your temperatures are dropping out of sight too there, so be advised. In the meantime, if you're anywhere between I-90 and I-80, you are about to get snowed on a lot. Now, depending on where you're at, you're closer to I-80, you are in Nebraska. And in Iowa, you'll be in the middle of a winter storm warning, but it'll also carry on up into the southern part of Minnesota, the southern part of South Dakota. So you'll get some relief up there with those people suffering right along with you, so it won't be the Lone Ranger. And then the Upper Peninsula of Michigan tonight, it is flat out miserably cold, just unbelievably miserably cold. Temperatures are dropping way down below zero up there and going to stay that way for a day or two, morning or two. And then we've got some gale warnings out on the lake, some winds up there, as well as some snow going to be in the Upper Peninsula. We've got lake effect snow going to be on the western side of Michigan, coming off of Lake Michigan, the way the wind's blowing right now. The snow, like I say, is all the way to Chicago, all the way up to Milwaukee. And it's going to continue to move to the east as the conditions warrant. We'll also probably see some lake effect snow that'll start in this weekend, maybe Saturday, maybe Saturday night, maybe Sunday, not specific on the date yet. It all depends on the arrival of the winds that are coming along with the front that's coming with it. We do have, though, some windy conditions from Nova Scotia all the way down to Long Island, so be advised of that. We do have some very cold temperatures. We've got a freeze warning. In Georgia, southeast Georgia, which includes Valdosta, over to Brunswick, on up towards Savannah, just short of Savannah, and then back over across into Tifton, Georgia, that area. And we do have a frost warning all the way down into central Florida tonight, just north of me a little ways, not very far, so be advised of that. We do have some windy conditions down in South Florida, down in the Keys tonight, so be advised of that as well. And we could have something developing in the Western Gulf where we could get a system coming across here over the next few days. We'll see. But, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, don't forget, you can go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Check out the My Rewards Plus app, because when you do, you're going to get some special offers and start enjoying two free drinks every week, as well as those special offers for snacks and food and all kinds of great stuff at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. Use their locations function to find the location nearest you. Pull on in, get a great cup of hot coffee. We think you'll agree. It's the best cup of coffee out there on the interstate. That's Pilot Flying J.
Well, hot is essential right now, because when you're dealing with the freezing cold temperatures, you got to have the warm stuff for sure. So there you go. All right, well, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you on Monday morning.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We appreciate him. KyleWarrenShow.com to find out more about him and what it is that he does. Okay, now let's go to the other phone line, and we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com calling in. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just got done with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, and I need to add to that that we appear to have some blockage on I-55 by people that are standing in the road, and they've taken some construction barrels and whatnot and stuck them up there to stop traffic. But unfortunately, that also stops traffic on I-40 east-west going back and forth because 40 and 55 run together, and also I-640. So I'm advising all the truckers, at least temporarily, to avoid Memphis like the plague.
Well, you know, they talk to each other, so they pretty much figured it out. Protesters blocked the bridge, which is really kind of a dangerous situation because I'm not sure that the bridge can hold that kind of sustained weight for as long as it does. And with all the trucks that are sitting on it in both directions, I might add.
That's right.
And the people. But, you know, they're chanting, "You take our lives, we're going to take your money." So I don't know where the situation is now. I went to bed with it all blocked, and the police were not there at that bridge in Memphis. So I don't know what the situation is now.
Well,
but
I've seen
these truckers all talk to each other.
I know they've been talking to me. Mm-hmm.
So they know very well what is happening in Memphis.
We had one driver, an Amazon driver, that was 7 miles east of Memphis, sitting still in the backup on I-40. That's how far away it was that affected him. And it doesn't take long because that's one of the most thoroughly traveled roads in the country, the east, west, north, south right there at Memphis. And that's why FedEx is there, come to think of it, because those several hundred trucks that go in and out of FedEx every night, and they're probably not moving along very well right now either. So we'll see what happens. But again, for all you guys and gals out there, I am monitoring the situation. I got people sending me messages, and as far as I know, there's still a delay in Memphis. Whether or not they have the road blocked, I don't know for sure, but they did have as of 2 hours ago. All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. It's a great day in the neighborhood, a weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
You can be a successful investor in the stock market by knowing what the market is going to do.
Hi, I'm Phil Grandy of PhilsGang.com. God, you go nuts listening to these shows on TV, you know, Cramer, any of them. I mean, they're giving you total garbage. Garbage in, garbage out. One day they tell you, buy this stock. Next day, don't buy the stock. Then you have two people on their show. One guy saying buy it. The other guy says don't buy it. So the question is, what the hell do you do? Well, we don't have questions here at Phil's Gang. And they never have to ask the question, what do you think the market's going to do? My members always know what the market's going to do because they've learned how to follow the money. That's right. Follow the money. You don't follow fundamentals. You follow the money. And what is that? That's volume. That's the buyers and the sellers. And the other thing, you got to learn how to sell a stock as well as buy a stock.
Follow the money. Follow Phil Grandy.
Check it out. PhilsGang.com. Go to my podcast, YouTube, and Rumble every day. That's PhilsGang.com.
FM 93.7, W229BR, Bayshore Gardens, and AM 930, The Answer, WLSS Sarasota.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Violence in East Jerusalem Friday.
Palestinian opened fire on people leaving a synagogue, killing seven people, including a 70-year-old woman, and wounding three. On International Holocaust Remembrance Day, a group of bipartisan lawmakers introduced a Holocaust education bill to the House. It aims to ensure future generations are taught about the genocide. The bill has over 60 co-sponsors. Protests nationwide following the release of the Tyre Nichols arrest video. Almost a dozen protests happening various cities overnight, including Memphis, Atlanta, Dallas, D.C., San Francisco. In New York, a large protest gathered near Times Square and police arrested three people. Other than that, things look to be peaceful thus far. It's two more years for Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel.
The secret ballot vote at the GOP's National Committee's annual meeting in California was 111-51 for current Chair Ronna McDaniel. The election did highlight fierce internal divisions that threatened to plague the party into the next presidential season. While former President Donald Trump privately backed McDaniel, powerful forces from within his Make America Great Again movement lined up behind one of his attorneys, Harmeet Dhillon. Another candidate was MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell. I'm Shelley Adler.
Republican Senator Steve Daines says his party has a good chance of flipping the seats of West Virginia's Joe Manchin, Montana's John Tester, and Ohio's Sherrod Brown in 2024.
Montana is going to vote for the Republican presidential candidate by 15 to 20 points. West Virginia by 35 to 40 points, Ohio by 7 to 10 points. So we start with an incredible pickup opportunity with those three states.
He was interviewed by Salem Radio Network. More at townhall.com.
The bigger your 401k, the better your retirement, right? Wrong. The fact is, with proposed new taxes, another market crash, inflation, and rising healthcare costs, you could be forced to downsize your retirement. Discover the secret savvy investors are turning to for retirement security. A new 401k law that unlocks an ingenious retirement protection plan that could protect your savings from inflation and a stock market downturn while boosting your retirement income as much as 40%. It's all laid out in simple language in a new book from Josh Melberg. His insightful guide is your roadmap to retiring with confidence, and it's yours free with one call. Don't risk a lifetime of work building your retirement. This little-known retirement protection plan could safeguard your wealth and boost your retirement up to 40%. For your free copy of Guarantee Your Retirement by Josh Melberg, call now. Call 800-337-8051. That's 800-337-8051. 800-337-8051. 18.
Tax season is here again.
Whether you do your taxes by yourself, go to a tax clinic, or hire a professional, navigating the tax system can be complicated. Experts recommend taxpayers ask as many questions as they need during the process and get informed before their tax appointment. For those who want to avoid the stress of the looming deadline, the best practice is to start getting organized as soon as possible.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting this year, taxpayers have until April 18th to submit their returns from 2022. Former President Trump set to kick off his 2024 White House bid with visits to a pair of early voting states today. The appearances will mark Trump's first campaign events since launching his bid more than 2 months ago. He'll be the keynote speaker at the New Hampshire GOP's annual meeting before traveling to Columbia, South Carolina, where he's set to unveil his leadership team at the State House. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Odyssey.
Find us online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you've paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now at 800-365-6303. 800-365-6303. 800-365-6303. That's 800-365-6303.
Marketing your business is hard. It's so competitive, and getting new customers is as hard as keeping your existing ones. We know it because we're a local business too. So when it comes to marketing your business and getting new customers, we know how to do it. Our digital marketing firm, Salem Surround, is built to create customized solutions to your business, not your competitors, just you. Reach out to us at salemsurround.com, and we'll work with you to create those solutions that will increase your business and bring you new customers. salemsurround.com.
This is Captain Matt Bruce, and we're getting ready here for another exciting hour of the Captain's America Third Watch. Straight ahead here on this great radio station and all across the country. Find out more at CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, along with FM 93.7. We broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite, and we even broadcast to some of those Gasparilla Day boats that are out there floating around getting ready to invade Tampa today. I'll explain about that in a little bit. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, as well as our FedEx and UPS and bulk mail haulers out there, and also goes out to our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go, along with our great Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon drivers. Thanks for keeping us filled in about what's going on out there, especially around Memphis. And if you want, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. And our website is the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the different things we have to offer, including a direct link to this lady's website, founderscode.com, none other than Denise Simon. And by the way, she's not in harm's way today. She's up on the mountaintop away from the Gasparilla invasion. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
You might get invaded on the tennis court, though, right? You might get invaded on the tennis court, right?
Anything's possible.
Yep. Okay, well, are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, briefly, Rona McDaniel got reelected for another 2 years as the Republican RNC chairwoman. She got elected pretty much on the fact that she had helped to defeat the scourge of the West, Nancy Pelosi, and get her out as the speaker and get the Republicans in. So that was her big drawing card. Now we'll see what happens, because she's pledged to bring a Republican president to the White House. We'll see what happens.
Well, she said, too, that this was also her last term.
Correct.
And she is going on a tour to talk about the architecture of what it will look like for the next 2 years. And I think that she will coordinate carefully with Harmeet Dillon. She said she would.
Yep. Yep.
Harmeet is agreeable to that. They may even do some traveling together.
Yep.
It was predicted that she was going to win. She had the majority of the votes. Yep. Going into, and I hear this whole thing that the Republicans are the swamp, swamp, swamp. Well, the Republicans didn't have anything to do with these votes.
Nope.
These are delegates.
Mm-hmm.
And when Lee Zeldin considered, when he lost his race for governor and he considered being the RNC chair,
mm-hmm.
going for it, he talked to many of the delegates and they all blew him off. So there's,
yep.
we do have our own swamp, but it's not the swamp of D.C.
Right. You're right. You're absolutely right. Yep. And we'll just keep following that from a distance and see what happens. And when we find out they're coming in our direction, we'll see if we can get them on the radio. I think we can. And then we go. Away we go. Now, Mr. Vladimir Putin is stretching his big, broad shoulders and saying that he's getting ready to attack the Ukrainians and he's coming in to do whatever it is he's going to do. And we realize he's been training with Belarus, the tanks and the planes and all that stuff. So where are we at with all this?
Well, you know, if you really look at it from kind of a clinical view, he's not waging a military operation. He's really waging war crimes.
Yep.
I don't know how else to put it. Because he's killing innocent people and he's taking down civilian buildings. He's
yep.
taking down schools. He's taking down hospitals. He's taking down water plants and utility operations. Those are all civilian things. I mean, this is a war on civilians. This isn't. And they have a trench war going on over in the east in the Donbass.
Yes.
And those forces that are the Russian forces are not trained well.
Nope.
So he's relying on his weapons, and his weapons are coming from North Korea, and they're coming from
yep.
from Iran.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's time for the discussion to really change, to talk about what Putin is really doing. And it is war crimes. There's no other way to put it. I know that we here in the United States are angry that Biden keeps sending money over there.
Yep.
And rightly so. But I would also say, if you are the head of a country and you're under this kind of assault, you'd want any.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com on a weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930. The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930. The Answer.
Ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited.
They do not give up until you pay.
They put a lien on my house.
How about you? Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start. Sometimes you just need a second chance.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
At Tax Solutions Now, our affiliates are all accredited by the Better Business Bureau and members of the National Association of Tax Professionals.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Time is running out. Call Tax Solutions now.
Call 800-355-3469. 800-355-3469. 800-355-3469.
People of the world, I am Chef Jose Andres, and I'm here with an important message. I'm speaking to you from downtown Kherson. As tonight gets dark, people are going to go to their homes without electricity, without water, and very often without much food to eat. This winter is going to be brutal, not only for the people of Kherson, but for many, many Ukrainians all across Ukraine, but especially in the places that they've been recently liberated near the front lines. The people of Ukraine right now are fighting for freedom. We're here with a very simple ask. World Central Kitchen will be able to keep doing the work we've been doing over the last 8-9 months with your support, with your help together. I know we will not leave the people of Ukraine alone.
I am Professor Nathaniel Burke from the University of Farmers, Hallowed Institute of Higher Insurance Learning, and this is a pop quiz. True or false? To save money on auto insurance, you must forego an agent and go it alone. Solo. Wits against the world. No compass. The answer is false. A Farmers agent is trained by me to save you money.
Call a Farmers agent to see how you can save on auto insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers.
Coverage not available in all areas.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. And before I get back to Denise Simon, I would like to remind you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And remember, Geico has been saving people money for over 85 years. Currently, they happen to be the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 26 million drivers. And if you got a car, if you got a truck, you want to go over there to geico.com, find out what they'll charge you. They'll definitely give you a cost comparison right there on their internet website, geico.com, or their local agency can do it for you. You can find out who they are over there as well. Don't forget, if you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or RV, they can save you money by bundling those in there. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance in with your automotive policy. Bundle all that together, and you will save a boatload of money. It's just that simple. So go over to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Check it out. Find out who your agent is. If you want to go talk to your agent, you can. No problem there. Or you can get everything done right there on the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, joining us is Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
California is in the news this morning for all the wrong reasons. We'll start with the hammer attack on Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul Pelosi. I saw that video. You probably saw it, too. We heard the comments. We heard the police recordings of the 911 dispatch. I mean, you talk about a convoluted mess. What the hell were they trying to do?
Well, I think the 911 call speaks to me more than the actual video of the police showing up. The 911 call was the most bizarre phone call I think I'd ever heard. And I hear all of these news pundits saying, well, Paul Pelosi was speaking in code to the 911 operator. No, he wasn't. He was drunk. Absolutely drunk. If you look at the carefully at the video, you will see in his left hand, he had a glass in his hand. And if he, at the very beginning of the 911 call, he even asked, he said, is this Capitol Police or, and she said, no, this is the San Francisco Police Department. And
right.
he's like, oh, I dialed the wrong number. What?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if he's going to speak in code, when she, the operator was asking him questions, he could have gone, but he didn't. He was like, oh, well, I'll, you know, don't worry about it. I mean, he's talking to this guy, wants to know his name. My name is David. He says his name is David. He says he's a friend, but I don't know him.
He gave him his whole name, first and last.
I mean, the whole phone call is bizarre.
Yeah.
And Pelosi, let's not forget that this is the second video we have seen of him.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the first one when he was drunk and he got into the accident
right.
in his Porsche. Okay, right. Well, he was drunk. Well, this video shows that the man was drunk. And that needs to be said, period.
Uh-huh.
Now, why this cat David? I mean, the early part of, there's actually the first video where he was outside before the police even showed up.
Banging with a hammer.
And he was casing the joint,
yep.
And then he goes away, and then he comes back with two large backpacks,
yep.
Huge. And he puts them down, and he's putzing around, and then he puts on gloves. They look like they were new gloves, like because he was taking them apart, and
mm-hmm.
then like throwing the labels away.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's just pounding on the door and pounding on the glass with the axe. That's not going to wake up somebody. Of course it is. I would argue that Pelosi was already awake
because
mm-hmm. He had this glass in his hand when the police showed up, or, you know, he decided he's going to fix himself a scotch after the, you know, during this encounter. I'm telling you, the whole thing is just way weird, way, way weird. So when Pelosi decides that she's going to call in a Catholic priest to do an exorcism,
yeah,
I'm not so sure she was doing the exorcism for the right reasons. I think she's got bigger problems in that house, including her, than she's admitting to.
Well, I wouldn't doubt that. She's been weird.
Yeesh.
She's been weird ever since we even knew about her.
Well, the husband's weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is. You're right. But yet they know how to make money, don't they?
Well, he does. He's making all the money. She's just giving him the inside information. So where's the Securities and Exchange Commission?
Well, it's about that rule's about to get changed, maybe, if Senator Josh Hawley.
Well, it's not even so much. That's not even so much a rule. That's
mm-hmm.
insider information,
mm-hmm.
and that's not a rule that they're exempt. That's the Securities and Exchange Commission. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you got to wonder what other people that have gone to jail for.
Martha Stewart.
Precisely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, California is undoubtedly the deep blue hellhole of the world. How's that for a description? They're pushing a new tax policy that punishes the job-creating and investing class and those who have already left the state for better pastures. Now, the state that can't get a high-speed rail project completed on time and is under budget is asking for more money because Sacramento has been such a crackerjack operation when it comes to managing its state's finances. Now, the Golden State is just the West Coast version of New Jersey, the deep blue infested with Democrats and addicted to tax and spend policies. Point is, what are they trying to do taxing people that moved away out of their state?
Well, first of all, if they do anything with this proposed legislation on reparations, the state's going to need money. We'll set it up that way, and lots of it. But the tax thing is for billionaires, and several billionaires have left the state. And so the legislature wants to tax those people after they have left the state. Now, I haven't read the legislation, but these billionaires could still be, they could physically have moved their business or physically have moved their residence, but they still may own real estate there. In other words, they may still have kept the house, mm-hmm. but they just bought another one someplace else and changed their residency. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that's part of it or not, but that will never, it'll be challenged if it passes and it's signed into law. It'll be challenged constitutionally and it will lose. So we'll just kind of put it that way. But you know, there is some little tiny shred of freedom that we have. Mm-hmm. And I mean, can you imagine if the first people that came to America, or what was to be America, and they, because they left England, and then they decided to tax them. Oh, wait a minute. What happened? Didn't that happen? Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So Charles
Rebellion.
Charles Chucky Boy Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader from New York, took to the Senate floor and said, Americans need to be warned that the Republicans are going to threaten spending cuts. They're going to cut Social Security. They're going to cut Medicare. They're going to cut Obamacare. They're going to cut this. They're going to cut that. Blah, 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 blah. As a way to deal with the rapidly growing federal debt. Well, they got to do something.
They have been telling that lie with years. Every. Yes. Yes. And then. Legislatively, if you were going to make cuts to Social Security or Medicare, legislatively, it would have to go over to the Senate. The Senate would never pass it. So, I mean, it's such a false argument. Mm-hmm. It will never happen. What may happen because of the soon-to-be insolvency of Social Security, they may have to raise the retirement age again. But it... They're not going to make cuts. They're just not going to, it's not going to happen. I think there needs to be a long look at the entitlements for sure. Everything from Section 8 to, you know, block grants and community reinvestment and all this other stuff for sure.
All righty. Well, thank you very, very much for being around and have a great tennis day today and stay warm and all that good stuff. And we'll talk to you Monday morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. The Denise Simon Experience is what it's called. Her podcast is over there on her website, founderscode.com. Go give it a listen. And we'll be back with more right after this.
AM 930, The Answer.
Odyssey.
AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Protest overnight in the U.S. after the Tyre Nichols video release. In Memphis, a crowd shut down I-55 in the city. Also, protest underway in Dallas, Atlanta, New York City, and elsewhere. So far, peaceful in nature. Former President Trump is revealing his plan for American education as he continues campaigning for the White House. He says it's about putting power back in the hands of parents by holding school principals accountable. The policies outlined include cutting federal funding for any school pushing critical race theory or gender ideology. Notebooks used by President Biden during his time as vice president are among the items seized by the FBI during a search of his Delaware home last week. A source says the content of the notebooks is related to diplomatic engagements with potential references to classified information. This is SRN News.
This message is for anyone looking for $500,000 to $1 million or more of affordable term life insurance, even if you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or are taking anxiety meds. Here's an example. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe overweight with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term life insurance may only cost about $200 a month. We're Term Provider, experts in finding affordable term life insurance for those that may not be in perfect health. If you've had prostate cancer, heart conditions, high cholesterol, or are on prescription medications, you may still qualify for $500,000 to $1 million or more of affordable term life insurance. Get a quick quote right now by visiting termprovider.com. That's termprovider.com, or simply call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. If you're looking for term life insurance but have type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, or have other health issues, call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750.
Join like-minded conservatives for an evening cigar and great conversation with national radio host and conservative icon Dennis Prager on Wednesday, March 8th at Corona Cigar Company in Tampa for the Great American Cigar Tour. This is an exclusive VIP event with very limited seating, so reserve your tickets today. Platinum VIP ticket holders get exclusive time with Dennis before the main event. Go to theanswertampa.com and get your tickets now to join Dennis Prager on March 8th for an evening of cigars and great conversation. Sponsored in part by Corona Cigars.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our military and our veterans news here on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Now, you want to make sure you go over and check out the website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Go over there, check it out, see what they're all about, and we'll tell you why after they tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has a job fair coming up on February the 8th here in Clearwater, Florida. Now, if you are in the area or you can make it and you want to know more firsthand, up close and in person, about the National Aviation Academy, you should plan on being in Clearwater, Florida on February the 8th to be able to talk to the job recruiters, the instructors, the students, the different people that hire folks there. We'll all be present. I'll also have a small presence there. And looking forward to being able to talk to you when you stop on by and tell you why I support the National Aviation Academy. It's pretty simple. If you're a veteran and you're coming out of the military and you've got a mechanical ability, whether you've worked in a motor pool or you worked on electronics or you worked on aircraft, there's a job for you as an aircraft maintenance technician, paying a lot of money and giving you benefits like you've never seen before in the civilian sector. That being said, check them out online by going to the website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. One more time, naa.edu. That's the website for National Aviation Academy. When you go to the website, make sure you take a look at the two campuses they have, one in Clearwater, Florida, one in Concord, Mass. The one in Concord, Mass. Is right outside Boston. The one in Clearwater is on the other side of the bay from Tampa. Now, in either case, you can take a tour of the facility or facilities. You can take a tour of both of them if that's what you want to do. And all you got to do is call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. One more time for National Aviation Academy. Call them up and ask to take the tour at 800-659-2080. Now, if you want to go see both campuses, you can do that. No problemo. But here's what you're going to be able to do. You'll be able to talk to students. You'll be able to talk to instructors. And you'll be able to talk to the loan reps that if you're a civilian student and you want to get a loan, they'll explain to you how that works. If you're military, have your paperwork with you, and they'll make sure that your paperwork's filled out correctly so you can apply for your GI Bill benefits, and you'll be in like Flynn. Now, if you've not used your education benefits anywhere else, everything will be paid for. Otherwise, if you've used your benefits for education in some form or fashion elsewhere, they'll check and see what you have left. And if you need to apply for a standard student loan, they'll do that too, along with you. So that's National Aviation Academy, the website naa.edu, the phone number to call for the appointment, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. Now, the United States military is coming up on 50 years as an all-volunteer force. At a time when the services are facing a historically difficult uphill battle, finding enough qualified volunteers to fill their ranks. Well, guess what? Right now, the experts say, and the data points to women as being the best military recruiting pool. Because women can come out of high school, go right in the military, learn a profession or avocation and either maintain a career in the military or come out and get a high-paying job in the civilian life, like what I just told you about, National Aviation Academy. So how about that? Now, in the meantime, we know we have a problem with China, with Russia, with Iran, and probably even Cuba, all trying to spy on us and get any kind of information they can to help them in their quest to defeat the great Satan, which is us. Not looking at themselves in the mirror, that's us. Now, that being said, the thick fog of secrecy that encircles the U.S. Navy's multi-billion dollar Project Overmatch is still needed to keep our rival nations, including China and Russia, off balance, unable to discern from afar how the service is readying for future large-scale conflicts, according to a pair of experts. Now, we have military planners. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, watching the world from MacDill Air Force Base and CENTCOM. I've been there. I've been in their facility. I've watched what they do. I've talked to some of the high-ranking people that have been there. They've explained to me what it is they do. And it's something to see. It's something to see. They know where everybody, they know where just about everybody is at every moment of the day or night. That includes big tank units, big artillery units, ships, submarines, planes, you name it. Now, can the Russians say that? Maybe, but not as firmly, because they're still not up to us when it comes to certain things, which is why they're trying to spy, and work their way through whatever to get to what they want to get to. Speaking of which, a federal judge sentenced a former Army reservist to 8 years in prison for spying for the Chinese government by gathering information on scientists and engineers in the United States who specialized in aerospace and satellite technology. Why? Because we're further advanced than they are, and they wanted to know. Well, this particular individual is going to jail for 8 years for telling them, but he knew, so way to go. That wasn't very smart, but what do we know? Also, no U.S. troops or civilians were harmed in an operation in Somalia that took out one of their leaders. That was a good deal, really good deal. We were able to get rid of one of their bigwigs, so they can't do a lot of damage to us anymore. Of course, they always seem to have somebody that pops up right after this happens. Now, we all know that Russia has been launching missile strikes at targets all across Ukraine. We all know that they're firing at civilian targets, although they claim they have military interests in that and the other, but some of them don't. For example, I fail to understand how a school has a military advantage or military adeptness to it when there's no military anywhere near them. That's just for openers. Not to mention the apartment buildings that they keep hitting. Any other living facilities that they keep hitting. Bad people. Bad people, and they need to be brought up on their war crimes as soon as we can do it. All right, I'll be right back. Final segment, weekend edition. Coming up. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil and natural gas keep going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid now, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. If you invest in oil and natural gas, you're allowed to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel, and natural gas is the fuel of the future and trading at record prices. Call 800-287-6691. Encore Energy is a major investor and experienced operator in its core area of operations. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Call 800-287-6691. That's 800-287-6691.
I know in my heart what I want to say, but sometimes I don't have the right words to say.
Shauna Hudson on Focus on the Family Minute, sharing something she learned from a focus curriculum for teens.
And one of the things, I mean, even just today, for instance, when I talked to my son before he left for school, I said words that I got from launch. And it was at the end, after we talked, I said, now, remember whose voice matters today. And it was one of the portions in launch when it talked about who you are in Christ and that voices from the outside can impact you, but what God says about you never changes. And so I just grabbed on to that, remember whose voice matters. And that's all I have to say. And my kids then are brought back to this conversation.
Yeah.
And I'm also letting them know that, you know, whatever the world says is not right. What God says about you, that's it.
Learn more at FamilyMinute.org.
Captain Matt here. You've got to get to the Groveside Cafe at Mixon Fruit Farms and try their pot roast sandwich. It's grandma's pot roast, slow-cooked, piled high, and covered in Swiss cheese. It absolutely melts in your mouth. Mixon Fruit Farms also has one of the best BLT sandwiches I've ever had. It's not called the loaded BLT for nothing. Applewood bacon stacked high. You've got to try this bacon. Get to Mixon Fruit Farms today. Skip the line and call ahead. They love local regulars. 941-748-5829.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at theanswersarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM 93.7.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yeah.
listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. A little bonus music in there for you from our buddies Aerosmith, by the way, Steven Tyler, standing on shaky ground. Now, the reason I did that is because I am going to give you a bonus Truckers Highway and Byway report because of what's going on two-phase across the country. Number one, the snowstorm coming across between I-90 and I-80 this weekend, making its way already into Chicago, where we have got a winter storm warning posted for parts of the Chicago metro area, predominantly north of Chicago in Wisconsin, so be advised of that. And it is snowing now pretty much all the way across Michigan, from the west side of Michigan to the east side of Michigan. Our listeners over there on the east side of Michigan, AM 660, you guys are going to get snowed on. So if you're not already, you may be already over there. So have a great weekend. But we also have something else we need to talk about here, and it's important. There may be, in the Memphis, Tennessee area, all weekend long, various protests going on that will involve protesters walking out onto the interstate and shutting the road down. Now, it could be I-55, it could be I-40, it could be I-640, but any way that they decide to do it, that is a major north-south, east-west thoroughfare traveled by tens of thousands of trucks every day. Every day, cross-country trucks predominantly going north, south, east, west through Memphis. Now, up until about 3 hours ago, I haven't heard a word since. I've been trying to pick up bits and pieces on the local news up there, but apparently there's nobody working on a Saturday morning. Gee whiz, I guess I'm the only one that's a glutton for punishment, but we need to know, so we try to let you know. But they did have people out on the interstate that were blocking the road in more than one location. The police were down on the city streets. What were they doing, you ask? Why, they were shutting down the exits and entrance ramps so that the people couldn't get up on the interstate and make it worse. But yet they did, because they had to turn around and go somewhere else to try to get on a road to get out of Dodge. So where did they go? Well, anywhere but I-55, because that's the road that was blocked, north and south. But it also affected I-40, where we did get a message from a trucker 7 miles east of Memphis sitting at a dead stop because they had the end of the road that he had to get on to go make his delivery, drop and hook, at FedEx, tied up. So there you go. Now, I get it. I understand what they're doing. You do too. It's a protest. As long as they do it peacefully, so be it. But when you block the interstate highways and stop commercial traffic from doing what they need to do, you've crossed a bridge of a different color. So, if you get arrested, great. If you don't, why not? Consider yourself lucky, because it won't last for long. Now, the snowstorm that we've got starts out in Idaho, up on I-90, comes across, winter storm warning into Montana, I-94. You'll have it on I-94 all the way across to the west side of North Dakota. Weather is colder than a well digger's butt up there. Montana, northern Montana, northeast Montana, and all of North Dakota, especially up into the northern part of Minnesota. Very cold temperatures. Winter storm warning also. Parts of Idaho down to, down to Wyoming. A lot of snow coming across Wyoming. Over to the east part of Wyoming, Elk Mountain, Laramie. You're going to have an exciting time. Some snow west and north of Denver. It's going to be an interesting weekend there. Then the snow comes up into Nebraska, where you'll pick it up where 76 and 80 come together, and you'll ride it all the way as it stands now to Chicago and now into Michigan. Now, this is between I-94 and I-80, where the snow is. The heaviest part of it, as I said, is back in Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, part of Utah, part of Colorado. But it's just now starting to settle in. Winter storm warnings for Nebraska to include Omaha, Sioux City, Iowa, southern part of Minnesota, northern part of Iowa. Probably will include Rochester, Minnesota in this. And then the northern peninsula, you've got very cold temperatures and a winter storm warning up there of Michigan. You have got very cold temperatures in the south tonight, Georgia, northern part of Florida, I-10 over towards Jacksonville, over towards Live Oak, on down into Ocala, freezing temperatures. Cold temperatures down here where I'm at right now, where I'm at, it is 48 degrees. It's been that way for a while in Tampa. And, of course, that's jacket weather, and the wind is blowing a little bit, so it makes it just a little bit miserable. By the way, I'm going to go fill my car with gas, so I'll be able to tell you what the wind chill factor is like when I get out to do it. I got my heavy coat and all that good stuff. So there you go. And, of course, not to be outdone, some wind from Jersey and Long Island all the way up to Newfoundland, Nova Scotia. And then the northern part of Maine tonight, you've got what looks like is going to be some snow up that way. So keep all that in mind. And remember, here on the Captain's America Third Watch, we have a lot of fun with a lot of people talking about a lot of things. Monday morning is going to be no different. We got a big lineup planned, a lot of discussions planned. We're going to wait, watch, and see what happens over the weekend. Antifa did put out a big, big, big social media thing about telling all their folks to show up dressed in black, wearing masks, and bring a knife. Bring a knife. And by the way, he had also said they wanted to burn America down. So that's what Antifa's pushing right now. To that, I say good luck. I know the police are definitely on top of this, doing the best they can. And Godspeed and God bless our police officers, our firefighters, because they're the ones that have to put the fires out when they get started. They have no idea, these people, what they do and who they put in jeopardy. They don't care. They don't freaking care. All right. I'll be back Monday morning, bright and early, 0200 hours, on these same radio stations and maybe even a few more. Have a great day. Remember, it's all about we the people. God bless America.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.